The extremist group Boko Haram wanted a caliphate in northeastern Nigeria. It kidnapped thousands of civilians and burned villages to the ground. Over the last 8 years, 20,000 people have died and 2 million more have been displaced. Nigeria's military has reclaimed the territory, but a humanitarian catastrophe remains. NPR's Afebia Quist-Arkton visited one of the liberated towns.
A UN helicopter lifts off from Maiduguri, the metropolis of northeast Nigeria and birthplace of Boko Haram. We're heading southeast towards the lush, moss-covered mountains of Gwoza, a former hideout for the fighters of the terror network, not far from the border with neighboring Cameroon. Boko Haram seized Gwoza in 2014 after killing hundreds of people, and the town became the seat of the group's short-lived self-proclaimed caliphate. The extremists held Gwoza for only a few months before being driven out by the Nigerian army. Now Gwoza is under military control and has again become a refuge for returning residents like Uwani Musa Dure. It's also drawing newcomers who've been uprooted from their homes by the insurgents, often multiple times. We met 25-year-old Musa Dure along with scores of mostly women and children at a settlement for the displaced called 20 Houses Camp. International relief organizations like UNICEF, the UN Children's Agency, are manning clinics in tents nestled among brick buildings destroyed by Boko Haram in Gwoza. Musa Dure is bereft. During Boko Haram's first raid on the town in 2014, she lost her two children, a 10-year-old boy, Umaru, and Hadiza, her daughter who was 8. Also kidnapped were Musa Dure's mother, a brother, and her then 14-year-old sister, Fadimatu. But officials say life in Gwoza has improved.
As far as I'm concerned, we are making a remarkable improvement in the security situation and people are returning back home.
That's Ahmed Jaha, Commissioner for Higher and Special Education in the region. He says the situation is so much better than it was, and almost a third of Gwoza's original 350,000 residents are back. Hospitals, clinics, schools and other state institutions are being rebuilt, he says, and local government is operating. So what about the lingering shadow of Boko Haram's brief caliphate headquarters in Gwoza and its oft-repeated hostility to Western education?
Western education should be a target to these lunatics because they hate Western education. So university and any education center should be their target. This is what we should know. They hate Western education.
Security is a perennial concern, though the Nigerian army says the insurgents have not succeeded in infiltrating Gwoza since they were pushed out. Yet Boko Haram fighters still hide out in the nearby Sambisa forest, a mere 10 miles away, we're told. That's where the group is believed to have held captive nearly 300 schoolgirls, kidnapped in an audacious mass abduction at their boarding school 3 years ago. The Chibok girls are among the thousands of people kidnapped by the extremists over their 8-year insurgency. In a rural agricultural zone, army patrols ensure that at least some farmers can plant and till the land so there is food to eat in Gwoza. But for Uwani Musa Dure, the desperate young returnee to Gwoza, a town with no functioning cell phone network, the priority is to continue hunting for her missing family. Musa Dure says she has searched for her relatives all over northeast Nigeria and beyond. She prays they're still alive. Will you please share this message, she appeals to a handful of visiting journalists. Maybe that will help me find them. Afebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Gwoza, northeast Nigeria.